Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Friday, Kansas City, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, all with you as we are an hour away from hitting our weekend. We want you guys to continue staying here on 96.5 The Fan. You've got Cody and Gold coming up next. You've got Carrington, full show, and then Josh Verner at 6 o'clock as the Royals on deck show will start. They play tonight at 7:10 against the Houston Astros, but tonight at 8 o'clock, the United States plays Paraguay, and we are now joined by Jamie Watson as our insider for this. Is presented by Lowe's. Members get more at Lowe's. Jamie, how are you now that we got this thing started and kicking around?
Watson!
I am so excited. I love that. Great start. It's only downhill from here after that.
No. We'll keep going. Hey, is it a disappointment of all time if the United States doesn't make the knockout stage?
Oh, hot one right off the bat. Is it the biggest disappointment of all time? I feel like that's like saying a food is a 10 out of 10. I mean, it's absolutely perfect. There can always be something a little bit better, I feel like. So could there be a lower disappointment of all time? Probably. Would it be a massive, epic, hugely embarrassing failure if they don't get out of the group at home? Yes, it would be as disastrous for U.S. soccer if they do not get out of the group stage in a home World Cup with this group. I'll go as far as to say that.
Yeah, it will be. I think a lot of disappointed people, as we talked to Jamie Watson, who does, of course, analyst work on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. The World Cup is here, began yesterday. And talking a little bit about this American team, man, and I'm older, Jamie, so I've been around 50 years. And so it's like, you see, when I was a kid, soccer's going to be the next big thing. And then my kids hear that soccer's going to be the next big thing. And we're still waiting for it to explode here in the United States, like we dominate all the other world sports. How do we finally get to that point where our men's team is dominating at that national level?
You know, it's a great question.
Thank you.
You said the men's dominating, by the way, because the women have been dominating on the world scale for a long time. Got to give them their fair due because they've been downright dominant. Now, when you look back to the last time the World Cup was in the United States, 1994, 2 years later, Major League Soccer launched off of that momentum from 94.
Okay.
Now we're 30 years into Major League Soccer. Sporting Kansas City are a staple in the community, and you've seen just how solid ground Major League Soccer is in. Well, we're not going to be launching a league off the back of this World Cup, but what I do think that we can do here, guys, if the United States can have a successful deep run in the tournament, but also they can do it in a way that's entertaining, and it's so exciting for fans to watch. I think it can get fans that are on the fence about soccer or like, you know what, I kind of like it, but man, I watched that 2026 World Cup. I saw one of the six matches in Kansas City. It's absolutely amazing. I'm dying to go see a Sporting Kansas City or a Kansas City Current game now, and then it converts even more fans. I've said my entire life, I just turned 40 in April, we're in a generational shift. My parents knew nothing about soccer, yet they took me to soccer. They were like, all right, let's just let you run some energy out, whatnot. And then now I don't know a life without it. It's basically supported me my entire life. Now my kids don't know a life without soccer. They had a team before they could even walk, and they understood what that meant. There was a team. This World Cup can continue that on if the U.S. men's national team can capture the hearts of fans by doing it in an entertaining and fun way while also having success, and that's ultimately winning games.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because this U.S. men's team is got a lot of youth on their side, obviously spearheaded by Christian Pulisic, but what is maybe some other names that we could watch for that maybe we're not hearing about? Because I know Pulisic's obviously to the average person that watches, that's the guy they're going to look for, but what's the surrounding talent that is young and can be pretty solid on this team?
First name that comes to mind is one of the hardest things to do in soccer is score goals. So the first name that comes to mind is the goal scorer, Flo Again. This is a guy that's been lighting it up, scoring goals while he plays at Monaco, and he'll be the starting center forward. And we actually have a center forward that looks like he is capable of producing a moment of magic. He can really, hey, he's got a track record of scoring goals in Europe, but he can really take a game over at a moment's notice, and he can blow by any defender, big, strong, quick, whatever. He can do that. I think when it's all said and done, Flo Balogun is the player we're going to be talking about that impressed the most. by scoring the most goals. And I cannot wait to see if he catches form and he starts to score goals one after another, gets that momentum. He could be a player that we ride deep into this tournament to go along with Pulisic and Weston McKennie and a lot of the other pieces to the puzzle.
What about the entertaining and exciting part you talked about? I found that very interesting that was the first way you said fans would, you know, adopt the men's soccer team, I should say, if it's an entertaining and exciting brand of soccer. How much has sports, in your opinion, even changed over maybe the last 10 or 15 years where entertaining has to be maybe the number one thing you're looking at now when you're putting together a team? Because if it's not entertaining, it's just like a TV show. You're going to bounce if it's boring.
That's the reality of it, isn't
yeah.
it? You guys know this. You got to be able to find a way in which you're effective, because ultimately everybody loves a winner, right?
Right.
If you're winning games, that's fun. It's contagious. Everybody wants to be a part of it. But for the U.S. men's national team, the realistic expectation is they're not winning the World Cup. You know that. I know that. If they do, this would be miracle on ice times a million. But if they can make a deep run and show that they belong, and they do it in a way that's like, hey, we're actually really good and we're really fun to watch and we get numbers forward. We're scoring goals. We're not just sitting back. We're not just taking punches and getting beat up like a little brother. And then at the last second, we pull a fast one on big brother and get the win. But we all know that we got our butts kicked the whole time. You know, it's things like that. It's, you got to have Sergiño Dest on one side. Hopefully Anthony Robinson is all well and good. Mm-hmm. He scored a world-class goal against Germany last Saturday in Chicago in the send-off match. Man, we need players taking chances at the right times, not taking chances and costing us the game, but taking chances in the final third, getting numbers in the box, scoring goals, having a bit of edge about them, I don't care what you think about me. I'm going to celebrate in your face. I'm going to make this to where I have all the confidence in the world. It's you're having to adapt to me. I'm not having to adapt to you. That's what I'd like to see from this group. Maybe it's a little bit of romanticism to hope we see that. But if the group did that, that's what grabs the casual fan and says, all right, I'm in on this soccer thing. Let me go check it out when the tournament's done with Sporting KC or Kansas City Current, et cetera.
Talking with Jamie Watson, he's our World Cup insider here. It's presented by Lowe's. Find what you need to get projects done from brands you trust at prices you'll love. Lowe's, we help you save. Jamie, I got to ask you this, man. What is Paraguay got to do tonight to make sure the USA doesn't win?
The longer this game goes without the United States scoring, the more pressure starts to mount. That's the better for Paraguay. Paraguay need to make this ugly. They need to make this boring. They need to make this stop-start. The less aesthetically pleasing it is to watch this game, the better that is for the United States opponent tonight, Paraguay. If the United States gets an early goal, that opens things up, and then it sends the watch party that will be going crazy down at the World War One Memorial. If you're at the Power Light District with Nate Bucati, he'll be there. Sporting Kansas City, the voice of the team for so long. That would be great. And I know Fesco, you guys go way back. You and Nate.
Yeah.
I've just been catching up on Kansas City soccer. Thanks to him, been reading his book that he just came out with Rustin Dodd, Perfect Pitch. That's been awesome to watch, man. You guys are going to be in a treat for all the watch parties, all the games you've got, Argentina and Messi coming into town. I mean, it's incredible times right now in Kansas City, which is a hotbed for soccer. I don't need to tell you guys this, but it's going to be so exciting. And if the U.S. wins tonight against Paraguay, that's only going to build more and more momentum for the fan and the casual fan alike as this tournament progresses.
Have you, seen this mathematician who's picked the last three World Cup winners, and this year he's got the Netherlands winning it all? How do you stand on his prediction, and who do you like in this, Jamie?
Whoa, who's that? Hold on. Now let's talk really important things here. If he's predicting the last three, why is he not predicting the Powerball numbers?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I'm
well, because
real question.
Because he factors in like weather of the country and like just not sports stuff is what he's factored in the last three World Cups, and he's nailed the winner every single time.
You're onto something. I don't know who this is. Maybe I'm following the wrong people on social media. Look, Netherlands, they're number eight in the world right now. This is a group that probably is in that second tier, not the top tier of teams in the tournament, but it's not crazy to think that they can't progress on. They've got a ridiculous team as well too. And this is a group that they're fun to watch, man. They had a run and got knocked out by Argentina in a dramatic fashion in the last World Cup. Not crazy to think that, but maybe this guy's onto something that we need to be onto. And now, you know, give us the heads up if he makes it another World Cup prediction in a row. I'm not doubting this guy going forward.
Yeah, exactly. If he picks four straight, holy cow! So who do you yeah, like right? winning this whole thing?
Look, I'm gonna I'm gonna state the obvious here. There's the number one team in the world. It's France. I got a chance to do France versus Brazil at Gillette Stadium at the end of March, and Brazil was a top five team at the time, and France played them off the park. France even went down a player and still scored a second goal against Brazil. They were miles better than Brazil. France could put two teams in this tournament. I think they'd both get out of their group stage. They're that deep. They're that good. Yeah, for me, I don't think it's particularly close, but there is a knockout element to it, and it's not a best of seven series. You lose a game, you're out. You have one mistake, you're out when it gets to the knockout stage. Crazy things have happened, but I believe confidently France are that much better than their opponents heading into this tournament.
So Mbappe is still just him.
Nah, he's the guy.
Is Zinedine Zidane still headbutting people?
You know what? Wouldn't that be? Hey, maybe there's the entertainment we need right there from the United States. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. You know, I wouldn't want to take that one for the team, but we're still talking about all these years later, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's great. Jamie, we appreciate the time, man. We continue to talk to you throughout this World Cup, and take it easy and enjoy it all tonight, man.
Looking forward to it. You guys as well. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Jamie.
I bet. That is Jamie Watson. He is presented by Lowe's. Members get more at Lowe's. We come back. We talk about Sean Payton getting extended because he deserved it. Plus, there's a guy in Kansas City that's hotter than the humidity currently here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
To Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.